Hey folks, so I lied on Wednesday. There will not be an interview today. That will probably happen mid next week or never, because shit happens. But in the meantime, please enjoy today's more standard episode. Happy Friday and welcome to the Snooze. On today's episode, we will cover a local news fail, American pizza wars, and techie trucker hats. I'm your host, Will Nitza. Popular New York City news sites DNA Info and Gothamist shut down on Thursday, reminding us that local news might be the worst business model on the planet. The sites were owned by a billionaire by the name of Joe Ricketts. Ricketts made his $2 billion fortune founding online brokerage firm TD Ameritrade, and his children also own the Chicago Cubs. As an aside, if you have not Googled Sammy Sosa pictures lately, just do it. Anywho, a week ago, employees at DNA Info and Gothamist voted to unionize as members of Writers Guild of America East, and pretty much everyone thinks that this unionization is what caused Ricketts to pull the plug. One DNA Info reporter said, quote, "This is a direct retaliation for unionizing. We stood tall and they fucked us," end quote. Another said, quote, "No one was trying to bankrupt anybody. We just wanted to have the ability to negotiate things, and not necessarily money. If this is the future of journalism, it should be a career for people, not a post-college hobby," end quote. In contrast, Ricketts released a statement citing lack of economic viability for the closures. Now, a lot of people in the journalistic community came out and basically called Ricketts a dick, but I do think we have to also consider the financial reality that Ricketts raises here. Ricketts lost money every single month he owned DNA Info and Gothamist, and that was even with a large 9 million person readership and an underpaid staff. The sad fact of the matter is this. Journalism in general has become less profitable as print advertising, which commanded much higher prices than digital, has crashed. And revenues from digital have simply not replaced that. Plus, within digital journalism, there's been no tougher space than local news, even if staffers can live with just a fraction of what staffers made in the heyday of print. Basically, local news is in an existential crisis. Consider the fact that the New York Times recently closed regional news bureaus, and the Village Voice, the Wall Street Journal, and the Daily News have all slashed local news staff or withdrawn from street-level reporting. The net-net is that local news is not dead, but I think it's going to continue getting scaled back. America has found itself deep-fried in a pizza war. On Wednesday, Papa John's founder and CEO John Schnatter slammed NFL leadership and blamed players protesting during the national anthem for dragging down the pizza chain's sales. He said, quote, "We are totally disappointed that the NFL and its leadership did not resolve the ongoing situation to the satisfaction of all parties long ago. This should have been nipped in the bud a year and a half ago," end quote. Soon afterwards, the internet lit up with commentary that both supported and condemned Schnatter's comments. Then, on Thursday, Pizza Hut was pulled into the fray when an analyst asked a question about the NFL players' protests during an earnings call, and the company's CEO said, quote, "We're not seeing the impact of any of that in our business," end quote. Now people are squaring off for a bizarre battle between Pizza Hut and Papa John's, with each pizza chain standing in as a symbol for two contrasting sets of ideologies. The Papa is right, and the Hut is left. What a time to live in. So, I'm not a huge pizza guy, but I'm gonna have to side with Pizza Hut on this one, and not just because Papa John's tastes like an old boot dipped in tomato sauce. First of all, Pizza Hut is the undisputed king of American pizza, having done around $14 billion in sales last year. By contrast, Domino's did close to $9 billion, and Papa John's did just $3 billion. Secondly, what Schnatter said about the NFL needing to satisfy all parties doesn't even make sense. There is literally no solution that would achieve that goal. And third, while I do think political correctness has gone way too far in this country, it's just plain tone deaf to blame social justice movements for your shitty pizza sales. Remember when trucker hats were ironically cool 15 years ago? Yeah, well, they're back. Ford just made a trucker hat that uses technology to save truckers' lives. Unsurprisingly, one of the biggest dangers in trucking is the threat of drivers falling asleep at the wheel. And to celebrate 60 years of truck production in Brazil, Ford decided to try to help the problem by creating a hat that tracks head movements and alerts drivers in danger of snoozing. Different snooze, folks. Different snooze. Anywho, the hat is called Ford SafeCap, and it was informed by research that identified head movements associated with the job that indicate lack of attention and fatigue. After conducting this research, Ford then created software and outfitted caps with sensors and a gyroscope to warn the driver with sound, light, and vibration when he's about to black out. So this is obviously a brand-building exercise, and maybe the coolest thing Ford's done since the assembly line. However, we have seen Ford create marketing projects that ultimately became robust products in the past. Just earlier this year in Spain, the company unveiled a smart crib that mimicked a car's motion and sensory experience to help babies fall asleep, and the response was so strong that it became an available option for car buyers. Pretty good idea. So, a couple thoughts here. Firstly, I feel like this tech could be super useful in other mind-numbingly boring aspects of life where sleep is a real threat. Office meetings, baseball games, I mean, the list goes on and on. Secondly, I love companies that create actually cool new products as marketing mechanisms rather than blowing $1 million on a Super Bowl ad. Clearly, Ford has gotten really good at this. And third, the hat really won't matter in a couple years given that trucking will all be autonomous. But I do still want one. And now for three headlines and my hot, hot takes on them. Number one, apparently one Bitcoin transaction now uses as much energy as your house in a full week. Is crypto killing the polar bears? Maybe. Number two, Donald Trump's Twitter account was temporarily deactivated for 11 minutes yesterday, and Twitter said it was due to an accident made by an employee. Is this the largest platform for trolls trolling its largest troll? Probably not, but that would be funny. And number three, Apple continues its run towards a $1 trillion valuation as its market cap briefly hit $900 billion after a strong earnings beat. Tim Cook may be boring and uninspiring, but the guy knows how to make money. And that is the whole kitten caboodle. Enjoy your freakend, and I'll see you Monday.